In 1909, Bill Kennedy fell from the top of the Des Moines Coliseum. The building was under construction. Bill was a bricklayer. Bill fell 5 stories, 65 feet. Luckily for him, he landed on a bystander. The bystander died. Bill survived. In the memoir he'd later write, Bill didn't describe how he felt when he was saved from certain death by causing the death of another man. He only said, my number wasn't up that day.
In the next paragraph, he says, you know, after I recovered, I realized I was fit enough to keep running. That was pretty much, you know, his first concern, you know.
That's Patrick Kennedy, Bill's great-grandnephew. Later in life, Bill Kennedy, no relation to those other Kennedys, would become a rather famous marathoner. He'd win the Boston Marathon and travel the world for his sport. But in 1909, Bill was 25, and he had more pressing matters to attend to. He was engaged to the oldest daughter of a woman who owned a boarding house in St. Louis.
But when Bill returned, he found that the oldest daughter, who's named Nellie, had gotten married to someone else and had left the home.
That's Lawrence Kennedy. He's Patrick's father and Bill's grandnephew. Lawrence says Bill was feeling down over losing the woman he believed to be the love of his life. So he did what any jilted lover who fell off the roof of a coliseum and survived by causing the death of a bystander might do. He married Nellie's sister.
And that was Jessie.
She always complained because the ring he gave her wasn't as big as the one he'd given her older sister.
Bill and Jessie had 2 daughters, and maybe because the couple didn't get along very well, Jessie had no objection to Bill taking off on long trips to run marathons. He'd ride the rails and sleep in train stations. When he arrived, he'd find a bricklaying job so that he'd have some money to take home after the race. So Jessie was okay with it. There was just one aspect of Bill's sport that Jessie could not abide.
Jessie had said to him, if you bring home another silver cup, I'm going to hit you with it.
Marathons were strictly amateur back then, no cash prizes. But that doesn't mean the winners went home empty-handed. Patrick learned about this one race when Jessie's warning came into play.
Yeah, it was the Yonkers Marathon. It was a bitterly cold day.
It was 2 days before Christmas. The winner had already crossed the finish line, his feet torn and bleeding from having been cut by jagged ice, when Bill Kennedy entered the Empire City Raceway for the final mile of the marathon.
He was running in 5th place, and as he entered the stadium, a friend of his called out and said, slow down.
The 5th place prize, he told me, was a camera, and the 6th place prize was a set of silverware.
That's an actor reading from Bill Kennedy's memoir.
I didn't want the camera. You'd have to buy film for it.
Whereas Jessie would probably like the silverware. That's a silver item that she could actually use. So he proceeded to fall and kind of wait there for the guy who was running in 6th place to catch up to him.
As the Tribune would later report,
to all urging and pleading, he refused to go on and waited for Joseph Carr, who was 1/2 mile behind, to overtake him. It was a long, cold wait out there in the backstretch.
And then he waited and waited, and after a while he stood up and apparently started to run backwards.
Finally, Joseph Carr, the 6th place runner, came into view.
Carr seemed none too eager to overtake Kennedy, but he was too cold to follow the Chicago man's tactics, and 1/4 mile from the finish line passed him.
And then Bill kind of trotted along behind him, but he still had to cut his stride the guy was just slower than he was, so he had to cut his stride, and then he kept stopping and tying a shoelace and stopping and tying another shoelace.
I mean, I could just picture this. There was nothing sneaky about it. It just seemed so typical. He knew what he wanted, and he was going to get that.
Bill came in 6th place. He took the silverware home to Jessie. There's no record of whether she was pleased. But there is a record of something else. After Bill's death, Jessie didn't keep his most prized possession, the trophy he received for winning the 1917 Boston Marathon. Instead, that silver cup was kept by Jessie's older sister, Nellie. She proudly displayed it in the front room of her home for the rest of her life. There's much more from Bill Kennedy's life in the book written by Patrick and Lawrence Kennedy. It's called Bricklayer Bill, The Untold Story of the Working Man's Boston Marathon.